Check. Check 1, 2. Check. Check.
Say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony, I'd be fine with that.
Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning. What's happening out there? Big Tuesday. One of my favorite movies, Big Wednesday. Today's Big Tuesday. What the hell? We'll call it Big Tuesday. And we'll start off the right way. Sometimes right out of the gate, you get the good music going, and it sets the tone for the show. But what do I know? I've only done about 1,000 of these. We picked from the album Exile on Main Street. Boy, isn't that prophetic in so many different ways. There's been an exile on Main Street. Continues. We got a big hot wire tonight on those subjects and money, putting money in your pocket. And it's being received well, and And I spent the day testing it out on my own as well. There's no buy-in. There's no multi-level marketing. There's no, if you act now, we'll throw in an extra. It's just pure intelligence that you can use on pain.tv, on the Hotwire level. You can use to put considerable amount of money in your pocket. Are you so well off that you can, hey, maybe you should be giving the seminar over here. Maybe you should be giving out advice and intel. Little tricks we picked up at the bank when I was at Citi for almost 10 years. And mix it in with some school hard knocks. Mix it in with some other things that are going on. And you have yourself a nice little recipe on how to put money in your pocket. Woo! Starting things off on a fired up note here. Of course, these days, survival is half the battle. Just stinging alive. The name of the game when things get this crazy. Speaking of crazy, the day started off a little wild. The death of former Secretary of State Colin Powell. And what ensued throughout the day has been very interesting. Very interesting. You know, we check in on Twitter. There's always something in the right-hand margin. But fact checkers are saying that fact checkers are fucking morons. There never used to be any fact checkers. Fact checkers are just state media. And they come out, they're part of the protection racket. So whenever you see somebody in a fact-checking capacity, they're losers who are not able to break news in the first place, and they're paid to go poo-poo breaking news in the second place. Whenever I see something, fact checkers say this, I know the opposite is true. It's very basic. They're paid liars. They're protection artists. And I keep seeing it time and time again. Here's an example. Images of empty grocery store shelves are unrelated to the current global supply chain shortages, multiple fact checkers report. What's it from? What would it be from? People bum rushing? People are not bum rushing grocery stores and buying these things. There's nothing in the grocery store to begin with. That's just an example. There's so many more. There's one. The death of someone like Powell proves that vaccines work. What? It's an argument for vaccines, not against them. Who wrote this? John Kerry. He was for the vaccines before he was against them. Powell was double vaxxed, and he died of COVID-related complications. What more do you need to know? Oh, he also had cancer. What the fuck was he taking a COVID vaccine for then? You know, when this first stuff came out, dopes like Fauci, another paid liar, and an arch criminal. We'll get to him in a minute. We're saying, yeah, man, immunocompromised shouldn't take this stuff. We don't know what's going to happen. That was a body of thought. And now when the vaccines waned, when they waned and they plateaued, and the medical Sanhedrin and the government, who are spokespeople and puppets for their overlords, weren't happy with the number of folks that have gotten vaccines. They came out and said, well, you know, if you're immunocompromised, if you're sick, you really need to step up. Oh, but I thought we didn't need to step up. Oh, yeah. It's another flip-flop, right? Anything that benefits their big pharma elites. Big pharma. I'll call them overlords because these guys are just pimps. So when Colin Powell comes out, double vaxxed, and he passes away, and they say he passed away from COVID-related illness. How did he get COVID if he had the vaccines? Let's not go back too far. Let's remember that they pitched these things as preventing you from getting COVID. So now they'll try to spin it that, well, of course he had to get the vaccines. He had cancer. No, he didn't. He didn't have to get them. Is that what he died? Did he die of cancer or did he die of COVID? He died of COVID. And how did he get COVID? He was double vaxxed. So. Do we need fact checkers to point out the absurdity of it? I think this falls into this category.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
You listened to these people and you went out, you got your jabs, and you got sick anyway. Tell me you wouldn't have been better off if you just didn't get your jabs. Somebody of common sense, perhaps not as learned as Colin Powell, a guy who kept changing parties every time. It's nice to be a political weather vane whenever it benefits your checkbook. And I was reading about him today. Everybody seems to forget the weapons of mass destruction debacle. And most of the people would be locked up in federal prison for that. Not the Bush administration, though. Colin Powell, the same guy who, in my book, How We Dismantled the FBI in Our Pajamas, the whole cartel helped shroud and shield bin Laden in safe havens overseas. why let a few good facts stand in the way of a great career, a great military career? See, I read today, he's the first African-American Secretary of State. That's cool, right? He's also responsible for what? Getting involved in a war? Over what? They're still looking for the weapons of mass destruction. You can't. I got an argument with somebody today over it. Everybody's an expert. We're noticing this now. Everybody's an expert. Whatever you folks have done in your lives, I wouldn't come. It's amazing when it comes to politics and intel. I wouldn't come barreling into your. If you're an HVAC guy and you're installing a furnace, I wouldn't go down the basement and say, you know what the fuck you're doing, man? Do you have any idea what you're doing? Because that doesn't look right to me. I don't. Those pipes. What's up with the pipes? Shouldn't that be here? That doesn't look right. Do you know what you're doing? Of course. Politics and intel and strategy, everybody's. So I got an argument with a guy today. He said, what makes you so special that you know all these things about the Bush administration? So I worked for the fucking Bush administration, the Bush White House. Did you? No. Oh, okay. You were selling what? Dental supplies or something? Fuck out of here. Maybe listen to the people that have a pedigree. I listen to people with pedigrees. Comes to finances and things like that. I don't know everything. Maybe I know what I'm talking about. Someone's always trying to challenge you, though. It's fantastic. Of course, when you have experience and you have an actual resume, sometimes you don't have to say anything. Just go about your business and let those people. My dad used to call it pissing in the wind. My old man said, you're pissing in the wind, buddy. Or you used to call it pissing up a rope. A lot of good one-liners. So what is the debate over Colin Powell's death? Of course, why would the, you know, it really is sketchy. The family comes right out and says it's COVID-related and he was double-vaxxed. Now, understanding the people at play here, that was done on purpose. That was done on purpose. Because normally you'd just come out and say, look, he passed away, he was sick. But they went out of their way to say he was double-vaxxed. Why would they do that? Because they were asked to do it. They were asked to do it. So that people could you know, say, hey, this guy was double vaxxed. That's why he died. And then they come out and they say, no, he had cancer. You guys are conspiracy theorists. Okay. So I take it a step further. Why, if he was battling cancer, why anybody whose immune system is already battered from chemo and everything else, radiation perhaps, or whatever, and this just doesn't apply to him, but applies to everybody. Why would you then put an experimental serum into their body? And then when that doesn't work, act surprised. These are experimental. Does everybody understand that? That's what they're under emergency use authorization. They're experimental. They're not vaccines. So whatever reason they released that information, whatever debate they want to start, whatever, whoever they want to marginalize, they always want to marginalize somebody or label somebody, believe me. And this guy, Mr. Weapons of Mass Destruction, I don't forget. I work for this White House. I know what these fucking people are about. These guys are criminals. Plain and simple. I'm sorry. Break the news to all you Republicans out there. I don't know. Did he die a Republican or a Democrat? See, proves my point. It doesn't matter. There's no difference in D.C. There's a revolving door. It's them against you. Plain and simple. And even in his death, there's some kind of a enigma wrapped up with the double vaccine in his, you know, initial news reports. The family wanted to go out of their way to say that. Why? Why? So it could be used against you. So that the media, by midday, was coming out and saying, Colin Powell's death argues for vaccines, not against them. They try to set you up like a bowling pin. You didn't even realize it. Let it whip. I'll let some reality whip. Let's move on. It gives a shit about him. I don't. What he got away with, what that whole cabal got away with. Only in D.C. can you get away with that. They protect their own. Doesn't matter what, quote, side of the aisle you're on, unquote. Intelligence officials in the United States say they have no idea how China secretly launched a hypersonic missile. That's what happens in the U.S. when you're playing grab ass with critical race theory and the woke philosophy in the military and labeling people who think for themselves, labeling them as extremists. This is what happens. Just got your ass whooped by China. And then you're stupid enough to come out and say you have no idea how it happened. This isn't the military. These guys are clowns. Of course, we saw that on display. We all had a front row seat to that in Afghanistan. Oh, by the way, how many Americans are still in Afghanistan? You're supposed to forget about those folks, though, because the government forgot about them about an hour after they were wheels up and out of Kabul. And the media is just out to lunch. We'll play an example. Chris Wallace just throwing Fauci softballs. Mike Wallace, Chris Wallace's father would say, look at this little brown nose prep school fucking sissy walking away from hammering this criminal, this arch criminal Fauci. Wallace is just worthless. That's why he is where he's at. That's why he's at Fox. That's why he's the top guy. Because he won't ask the good questions. And of course, Fauci doesn't do interviews where he's asked any real questions. You'd never get him to sit for it in the first place. It's all prearranged. Fauci knows what questions are coming. It's all worked out before the light on the camera goes on. Fauci knows exactly what's coming at him. There are no surprises. He's been prepped. He's had time to prep. It's all a script. It's Hollywood script. And it's played off on you like it's, oh, this is just off the cuff. Fauci just so witty. Fauci is an idiot. You see him on the House floor, on the Senate floor, fumbling around, yelling. You put this guy with no script and he falls apart. He's about one step above, and it's not much above Biden. And we'll talk about that in a second. In fact, we got some videos. We'll let it whip in a minute. Shout out to the folks on Pain.tv. And on the Hotwire, we just... I experimented today with it. And it looks like it could be like as much as a $60,000 play for myself and my family. So if you're interested in saving that kind of money and putting it in your pocket, so to speak, that's just me. And we lay out other scenarios where people can save a lot more. You're going to have to, and we tell you why. We tell you what's coming and for years to come, too, with commodities, etc. You're going to have to come up with different ways to get creative with finances and money, because they're going to try to take it all from you, as I said, in March of 2020. They're coming for it all. All of it. They're going to let it whip. The whole full force of this corrupt government come down on the back of you like a whip. Well, these dummies are burning it down, so we'll put a little Disco Inferno by the Tramps. And these DC Tramps. Let's go to the videotape to see your quote unquote president of the United States. He has no idea where he's at. Now watch his wife. Watch his wife, what she does. It's burning. You don't got to worry about it.
I would like to learn it. You see that they'll come again?
So Biden is there's a band playing and everybody's setting up. It's clearly not time to speak yet. And he jumps right in there and starts talking over the music. Then Joe comes up and says, what are you doing? You're not supposed to speak. And then you can see her lecturing him after that. And he doesn't even know where he's at. That's the president. He has no idea where he's at. Where did he think the music was coming from? You have to wonder. Maybe he hears the same music in his head. Who's running the White House? I think we just found out who's wearing the pants in that family. Well, I've said we know it's not Hunter. It's probably not Joe either. Wow. Can I tell you? So a shout out to the folks on Pain.tv. We appreciate your support. It's a fantastic community. And it keeps growing, and sky's the limit. We've just only begun. We're just still in the infancy stages. The app's coming. It's off to the developer and off to the platforms, off to Apple and off to Google, and we'll keep you updated when they got it in the stores, but it's done. It's done, thank God. Again, I'm looking forward to it because I want to have it on my phone so I can check in more. I could really start using Pain.tv and staying on top of things. Because I took Twitter off my phone. That was probably January or February. I took it off my phone, so Used to be on Twitter a lot, have a lot to say. I refuse. Every now and then I'll engage, just out of habit perhaps. Also to try to get a set up a couple trial balloons, see what sticks and what doesn't sometimes. Or unless if I just want to pick a fight. Anyway, so I'm going to look forward to having that on my phone, as I know other folks will. Pain.tv, stick your head in there. It'll save a few thousand. Well, last week we talked about on Hotwire. That was a few thousand dollars to put in your pocket at least. And to stock your fridges and pantries. This is a different level of money. And we put some thought into it. And it's self-explanatory. Stuff you can do right now. With no outlay to you. I mean, you're welcome. Let's get back into another videotape. It's a big Tuesday here. Super bad. It'll be super bad if we make it through the week with this guy. This dope. Boy, this is the one where... Is this the one? Yeah, let's play that. It's one where Fauci was interviewed by Wallace. You can't even believe this. I think that's our first story. I'm looking at the Young Bucks. So, all right, we'll roll it out and then we'll go. I don't even think I need to read a story. I think I'll just do my own analysis on it. Let's go back to the videotape. This is super bad, as in terrible, by the way. When you watch this, understand this is all scripted. 100% set up.
Finally, when this pandemic started, I think it's fair to say you were the generally regarded as the authority on infectious disease. But as time has gone on, you have become a polarizing figure. Critics accuse you of sending mixed messages. There's allegations that you helped fund dangerous research at the Wuhan lab. Two questions. Why do you think you've become so controversial? And honestly, do you think there's anything you have done that has contributed to that?
Well, I'm not so sure I could answer the latter because I can't think of anything, but I'm sure some people will. But, you know, Chris, I have stood for always making science, data, and evidence be what we guide ourselves by. And I think people who feel differently, who have conspiracy theories, who deny reality that's looking them straight in the eye, those are people that don't particularly care for me. And that's understandable, because what I do, and I try very hard, is to be guided by the truth. And sometimes the truth becomes inconvenient for some people, so they react against me. That just is what it is. There's not much I can do about that, Chris.
The difference between Mike Wallace, who I grew up watching on TV, and I was like, that dude's bad. He is super bad. I want to be like that dude. When I was a young journalist, that's pretty much how I fancied my style after Mike Wallace. The difference between him and Chris Wallace is like... I don't know. A T-bone steak versus a dirty hot dog from a street vendor. I mean, this is not even... you can't even compare it. It's not even... People can criticize Mike Wallace, but for a time in his prime, he was doing real journalism. Now, what happened afterwards as he got up there in years, that's debatable. Chris Wallace has never done anything like that. He's never had a prime. He's always been an apparatus of the machine.